I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, here's hoping you're well and safe. Considering the spread of novel coronavirus and its consequences, we at HD Smartcast have compiled a list of our most popular episodes about the pandemic from January till today. These have been covered by some of HT Media's most renowned journalists. This is to give you an idea of the trajectory of the illness and how it has affected multiple sectors of our daily lives till date, so that you can make better informed decisions about your future. Welcome to our exclusive podcast, HT Media COVID-19 Audio Coverage.
They said invest when there's blood on the street. Well, blood there is, but should you be investing? This is a special series of Money with Monica. I will take you through your fears and your question as we ride this pandemic. So should you be investing in equity? If you were thinking of investing when markets were at 40,000, why would you not invest when markets are 25 to 30% cheaper? But let's open this up. Let's look at you and your situation. Now, there is a checklist of 7 things and see how many you can tick. The first one, do you have an emergency fund in place? 6 months of living cost in a fixed deposit, ultra short-term debt fund, or a conservative balanced fund is safely put away. Second, is your source of income secure? Are you sure that you will not get laid off or face a significant salary cut? Three, do you have a good term life cover in place? 4. Do you have a good personal medical insurance policy in place? You should have at least 10 to 15 lakh cover if you live in a large metropolitan city. Then 5th, do your EMIs add up to less than 30% of your take-home salary? Because debt becomes a real big problem when you have a cash crisis. 6th, can you put this money away for 5 to 7 years? Or do you think you'll need it earlier? And the last one, do you have a good asset allocation in place? Now see how many of these you can tick and then you take a decision. But you're asking, what is this asset allocation? Asset allocation is the way that we bring diversification into our portfolios. You cannot be an equity investor and not have to deal with things like diversification and asset allocation. Let's understand this better. It is when you mix different products with different attributes into a portfolio. For instance, you will have equity to give you growth, debt products to give you stability, and gold for inflation hedging. When you have a mix like that, then your portfolio is diversified. How much of equity should you have? It depends person to person, situation to situation. But a rough rule of thumb does say that 100 minus your age. So if you're 45 years old, 100 minus 45. At 70, you're still doing 30% in equity. So do check your allocation. You should include all your PF, your PPF, your fixed deposits. Anything which has a fixed return goes into your debt part of the portfolio. And the rest is going to be equity. So do understand how much risk you can take. Depending on that, you will build your asset allocation. That becomes really the key when you think of investing into markets, when markets are down and when you're hoping to gain from this bump that the low valuation will give you in the future. And now you're asking, what about the economy? Is there going to be a slowdown, a recession, or are we going to go all the way to a depression? And then what does that mean for the stock market? Look, first things first. There is going to be an economic impact. No one is going to get away unscathed from this pandemic. 2 years, I would imagine at least, But are we going to go back to caves and bullock carts eventually? Absolutely not. It's not going to happen. We will bounce back. So it's really about your staying power in this market. If you have that, you should absolutely stay invested, put more money, but don't rush into the market. Don't take your money and go one day and buy a lot of equity funds. Stagger it out over the next year. We don't know if the pandemic comes back in a second or a third wave. We don't know what the impact on the economy will be short term. So save your firepower, keep your money, stagger your investments over the year, and then you'll be able to get a good average price as the year goes by. I'm delighted that your questions are beginning to come in already. Kritin Sayal has written in, said that his portfolio already consists of large and mid-cap funds. He's looking to capitalize on the current market situation and diversify his portfolio. He's asking, should he be looking at small cap, individual company stocks, or something else entirely? Kritin, congratulations. It does take a stomach to go to the market and buy when there is blood on the street. But I think good lessons have been learned by mutual fund investors in India. We've not been seeing a dip in the inflows, and you're probably contributing to the continued investments in the market. Your portfolio already looks diversified. There's large and mid-cap. As you increase in size, it would be a smart thing to introduce small-cap funds. Remember, small caps are volatile. When they go up, they do really well. When they go down, it's stomach-churning. You could also think of introducing a foreign company element. There are funds which invest in markets globally. And as portfolio sizes increase, a geographical diversification is an extremely good idea. Remember, not more than 20% of your portfolio will go into small caps plus foreign exposure. You keep that small. The bulk is still in diversified equity and your mid-cap funds. Individual stocks I'm not a big fan of because it takes a lot of work for people to understand stocks and then buy them and invest and look after them. But if you have a well-diversified portfolio, I think that's the way to go. So good luck with your investing. I will be taking more of your questions. So do write in to me at moneywithmonica@livemint.com. Till then, I wish you good health and good wealth.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.